Okay, try this again. Call the meeting to order for July 2nd, 2015, of the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization. I'm Lori Bjornlund, filling in for Jack Korn. Do I have a motion for approval of the minutes?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Old business, Pam?
Good afternoon. I'm going to go through the project update for you. You should have it in your packet. The Covert Avenue Road Diet, the consultant is working on stage one plan design. When they're complete with that, they'll submit it to the city for review. The Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, stage one design plans and the corresponding documentation is complete and has been submitted to the city, and the environmental notices have been sent. Moving on to page two, the pedestrian overpass at Van Avenue. Excavation of the MSE wall leveling pads is complete, and the contractor has begun, or has finished pouring the pads. MSE wall construction has begun, and they're continuing to work on that. Pigeon Creek Greenway Passage Project on the Arts Glenwood High Rail Corridor. That corridor has been divided into two projects. The high rail corridor and then a connector project between the high rail and the downtown. The high rail corridor project, they've selected Lockmuller Group and Associates to complete the design. They'll pick up where the previous designer left off and they'll carry it through to construction, and the notice to proceed was given to that group. P-Couple Safe Routes to School project, construction is underway and approximately 45% complete. In Vanderburgh County Road Projects, Burkhart and Virginia, phase two of construction is underway, and that involves construction on the east side of Burkhart and the north of Virginia on the west side of Burkhart. Green River Road widening from Millersburg to Kansas Road is approximately 94% complete, and it's expected to be finished by the end of July. On page three, Maryland Street Bridge Project over Pigeon Creek. Work on the west end of the bridge is continuing. Heckle Road widening from Green River Road to Oak Hill. Appraisals of the properties are underway and offers are being made to the property owners. Town of Newburgh project, the Rivertown Trail. Pavement design has been approved. The sign replacement project in Newburgh. The information about reflectivity has been forwarded to the town, and there are continuing negotiations with the consultant. Four county projects, Lincoln Avenue, phase three. The environmental additional information document has been approved and right-of-way activities are underway. Oak Grove Road project, phase two in Warwick County. Pavement design has been approved. All parcels have been acquired and ready for contracts. Documents have been submitted to NDOT. The project is scheduled for September 2nd, 2015 letting. Phase three, the supplemental contract for right-of-way engineering and final design has been approved by the county commissioners, and the consultant is working to schedule a public information meeting for later this summer. For NDOT projects, the 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange, construction is continuing at the interchange itself. They're working on southeast loop, connectors, pedestrian bridge, and path. And the project is still on target to be substantially complete by September 15th of 2015. The Highway 41 pavement project from Boonville and Harmony Road to State Road 168 in Fort Branch. Due to weather delays, the completion date has been revised to late September of this year. The State Road 68 intersection is under construction. And that's the last of the updates for this month. Do you have any questions about any of those projects or any other projects on the list?
I've got an update on I-69. We've let a contractor re-sign the PRL Parkway to I-69, which includes several signs in the Henderson City area. That project is underway and they're beginning. The completion date should be this fall. The goal is to sign Pinerel Parkway as I-69 this year, south of the Kentucky 425 interchange. The Kentucky 425 interchange is on the south side of Henderson City. So we're underway. Several projects in the District 2 area. About five are going on right now, with most of them a completion date this fall. So the feds, we've got an agreement with the feds to officially designate that as I-69 by the end of the year.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much. Under new business, the first agenda item is the Warwick Trails, and Erin is going to update us on that.
Thanks. The Warwick County School Corporation and the Warwick County Commissioners have submitted a transportation alternatives application to the MPO. They are requesting just under $1 million in cap funding to construct around 1 1/4 mile of biking and walking trails. These trails will connect Castle High School, Castle North and South Middle Schools, and the elementary school just west of 261. And we did want to mention that one portion of their proposed network, as you can see on the map, the southern connection that's going down to South Middle School on Casey Road, that is outside of our urban area boundaries, but because it is an integral part of the network, we have, but it is eligible to receive cap funding. And so also Kyle Dodd, he's here today. He's part of the Warwick Wellness Pathways group that was instrumental in putting this application together with the other agencies. So with that, we're asking for approval.
Before we get an approval, on behalf of the Newburgh Town Council, I have a letter of support that we would like to put with the record today in support of this project. As you know, the town of Newburgh is currently in Phase 3A of our Rivertown Trail. Trails are highly popular and highly used in Warwick County, and we fully support this project.
Great, thank you.
That being said, do I hear a motion for approval?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Under Section B, are we back to Pam again?
We have four TIP amendments submitted by NDOT to talk about today. I can say, though, that at this point in time, we will only be amending the 2016 to 2019 TIP, whereas previously when we sent it out, we were kind of modifying both TIPs because we weren't sure which one was going to be active at the time. But this TIP has been approved, so we're doing just an amendment to the 2016 to 2019 TIP. The first amendment is to do for culvert cleaning and repair. It's preliminary engineering in 2016. The total cost is $150,000. Construction in 2018 with the total construction cost at $807,000. And those will be 80-20 split. The second project is State Road 161 over Otter Creek. Bridge deck overlay, small structure pipelining. We're adding preliminary engineering in 2016 at a total cost of $271,000 and construction in 2018 at a total of $984,000. Again, that's an 80-20 split. Third project is State Road 62 west of 41, a small structure pipelining project. We are adding fiscal year 2016 PE at $47,100 and construction in 2018 at $170,000, again an 80-20 split. And the final project is environmental mitigation associated with the State Road 62 bridge over Pigeon Creek and First Avenue. Preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2016 at a total cost of $67,000 and again an 80-20 split.
Any questions for Pam? Are you looking for one motion or individually for each one of these?
You can do one for the all four.
I'm looking for a motion to amend the 2016 to 2019 TIP.
So moved.
And a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion approved. Thank you. Are we going to talk about some subdivisions today?
At least one. The subdivision that I have is the Stable South. This is on the east side of Green River Road, just south of Pollock Avenue, and that's about 1,200 feet. It's actually in Vandenberg County, though On the other side of the street, it's the city of Evansville. Our recommendation for this subdivision, which is a residential subdivision, is that sidewalks be installed and connected with the existing sidewalk network on Green River Road. This will complete the network and provide access to Kay's Elementary School, which is at the intersection of Pollock, Village Green Shopping Center, which is also at that intersection, and access to the Riverside bus route.
Any questions for Laura on this one?
Okay. No approval or anything necessary, just FYI.
Okay.
If we can move on to rezonings, I have one. This is 46635 Old Boonville Highway. It is on the south side of Old Boonville Highway, east of Burkhart, and before you get to the bypass. There are some apartments there now. This is property just adjacent to that. They're rezoning R1 to R3 to allow for condos with a clubhouse. They gave us very little information about how many condos they plan to have, so we don't really know details about trip generation or anything like that. But our recommendation is that depending on the volume on Boon Boon Harmony Road and the number of turns into the existing access, improvements to the right turn lane may be necessary.
Any questions? Anything else? I will report that the Walmart rezoning in the town of Newburgh passed last Wednesday night. So we will be getting a neighborhood Walmart market in the near future. I'm looking for a motion to approve our monthly bills.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion approved. Any public comments? Any further comments from the board? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Now, let's start.